The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Aloha! Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Oh my God, it's my favorite hibiscus soap. I love this hibiscus-shaped soap so much that Bubble Genius actually named it after me. It's Bob's favorite hibiscus soap. Go to bubblegenius.com/bob-hibiscus for soap that not only smells like Hawaii, but it massages your hands while you wash. I personally don't use any other hand soap, and I think you'll be hooked too. Only $8 for a 3-pack at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com. And now, let's start the damn show.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I bet this place sells illegal fireworks. Just go in and act casual like you buy them all the time.
Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
My apologies, sir, but the sale of fireworks is prohibited in this state and is punishable by a... Follow me. Any red-blooded flag-feeding American would love the M320. Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
Summer music. Pow, pow, power.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Thursday, July 2, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I'm Bob Sessa. That's Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Hey, now.
Brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. Best bath and body products in the entire universe. Buy my favorite hibiscus soap. Seriously. You wash with that soap, your hands feel great. I don't know exactly what they did to it, but for some reason, the shape of that soap, when you wash your hands with it, it's really, really good.
It's donut soap.
It's almost creepily
that's
nice.
Mean, that's what you mean by the shape of it. It's donut soap, if you get his drift.
It's got it kind of creepy how good it feels in my hands, but, you know, what can I say? Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. The Bowen Law Group wants to give free answers to legal questions from Bob and Chez Show listeners, so head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Or click the link on the podcast page and get free legal advice. Okay. Big show this week. Lots of crazy people. This is going to be another crazy person show. We've got some Sarah Palin audio coming up here in a second where she's talking about the California drought. Derping it up about the drought.
Who's to blame now? Let me guess. Gays? Interracial marrying?
Environmentalists are to blame, and Governor Harry Brown.
Of course.
They're all to blame, because Sarah Palin has all the solutions to solve the drought.
Did you call him Governor Harry Brown?
Jerry Brown.
Okay.
Did I say Harry
here,
Brown?
If you get the governor's name wrong, that's an 8% tax.
Yeah, I said Harry Brown. I meant Jerry Brown. I don't know why I said Harry Brown.
Sorry, I got to pay up. That's how it is here.
Plus, we've got this audio, which is making its rounds now virally all around Facebook and crap like that. It's this crazy Christian lady from Facebook who has a complete and utter meltdown about same-sex marriage. Also, a little bit of abortion in there. Just has this crazy, crazy-ass meltdown over the whole thing. Screaming about the Islamic terrorists. Plus, that's right. I mean, not only is Sarah Palin in the news, but also there's Steve King in the news.
Steve, very strong, he going rogue.
Steve King, very strong, he going rogue. He's got a solution for the Supreme Court problem. That's what we're talking about now.
I'll bet it's a Second Amendment solution.
It's a Second Amendment. It's an impeachment solution. Yeah. Steve, very strong. He going rogue.
Steve, very strong. He going rogue.
He wants to impeach. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
judges, the judges, the Supreme Court justices.
Right. Yeah. He wants to impeach the majority judge. He wants to impeach Sotomayor, Kagan, wants to impeach Breyer, and who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting all the Supreme Court justices. He wants to impeach all of them. Everyone except the conservatives. Everyone's against, everyone except Robert Scalia, Alito, and Thomas.
This is why I take painkillers.
There you go. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's what I was trying to remember. Plus, we've got Crazy Cooter news. Crazy Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep.
Crazy Cooter from the Dukes of Hazzard was on Fox and Friends. Oh, and this is our Crazy Cooter sound. Crazy Cooter. That was actual character name. Those of you millennials who didn't grow up with Dukes of Hazzard, they... character name on the Dukes of Hazzard was Cooter.
Yep.
Without any irony whatsoever.
Yeah, and just... he answered. He answered the, was it the CB? Because he had a CB that was back in the days of CB radios.
All right.
He answered his CB. Crazy Cooter coming at you. Oh, dude! When I was 10 years old, I watched Dukes of Hazzard. Hell yeah!
Oh, I loved that show when I was a kid.
The best part about it is knowing that that Waylon Jennings was so fucking high on heroin while he was reading off those lines.
Was he really?
Narrator.
I had no idea, but that kind of makes sense. There was that commercial that they pulled. Where is it still on? There was like a Dukes of Hazzard commercial that was running for something else. I forget what it was.
Geico or something.
It was like Geico. First of all, those two guys haven't aged since 1980.
John Schneider especially, but yeah, but they're both great. And by the way, they seem like okay guys.
Yeah.
Like, I think that the ridiculousness of TV Land pulling, which is, I know, is an entirely different story, pulling the Dukes of Hazzard show, I assume because of the Confederate flag, that to me is like... I mean that almost sounds like something being done to show the foolishness of the entire battle against the Confederate flag, because that is such a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah, well,
you know, it almost seems like a double agent.
Well, that's what Crazy Cooter is going to be talking about on it's on Fox and Friends. Crazy Cooter coming at you, and so he and Ducey in the Box talk about. But talk about Viacom removing that show from air because of the Confederate flag. Well, it's the Confederate flag plus the name of the car. We might as well get into the Crazy Cooter story here, because it's not only the crazy Cooter. I can't help it. You know, sorry, guys. It's not only the Confederate flag on the roof of it. The car's name is the General Lee.
The General Lee, yeah. Of course. I mean, it's a very Southern show.
And then it's got the, you remember the car horn was
the
also.
Dixie. Yeah, it was Dixie. Dixie. Oh, amazing. I remember very well. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but I think those three things combined, I'm thinking Viacom just said, you know what? We don't want any part of this. We don't want,
maybe.
We don't want any
what?
Part
I
of the controversy.
Understand, but that, I kind of understand, but that's so harmless. It really is.
Yeah. Where the line that I'm drawing in all of this is if, like, in reenactments, they start taking down the Confederate flag. I mean, the reenactors, it's kind of a weird subculture, and I never will understand Confederate reenactors, but... Right. From the perspective that it is in some way educational.
Well, it would be incredibly boring if it was just a bunch of Union reenactors.
No, who would they be fighting, pretend like? But yeah, I mean, it's usually those reenactments are like five overweight middle-aged men marching upon five other overweight middle-aged men. And so there is already kind of an authenticity issue there, because the Civil War was just not that. They were rail thin because all they did was march for 20 miles a day, and they had nothing to eat, and they perpetually had diarrhea. They just always were... shut up, guys! All right. Needless to say, you start to cross that line where you can't go into like a Civil War museum and see the... You know, the Confederate flag. That's I think, a bridge too far. But, you know, look, I mean, I'm not necessarily losing sleep over the Dukes of Hazzard being pulled. I mean, it is on DVD and Blu-ray, I think. So you can still see it. But crazy.
Yeah,
but here's where Crazy Cooter departs from you, though, Chez. Crazy Cooter thinks that this is like the Nazis burning books.
So, yeah, okay.
So he goes full Godwin. Here's Crazy Cooter on Fox and Friends.
But one person who's not backing down, none other than Cooter himself, Ben Jones, owns three stores named for the Dukes Hazzard character. He is also a former Democratic congressman from Georgia and joins us live today from Charlottesville. Good morning to you, Cooter.
Good morning, Steve. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing okay.
How are y'all doing this morning? Look, you know what? Oh, forget it. I'll let him talk.
Well, you know, I've got this music ready.
Sad Dixie.
When you heard that TV Land was going to pull this show, which has been on television for years, over the fact that it has what some regard as an offensive paint job, what do you think?
I think that the train is off the tracks is what I think. What we need to do in this country is to bring people together in honest and open discussion. Nothing brought people together more than the Dukes of Hazzard.
Nothing.
Back in the day, 30 million people a week watched this show. Black folks, white folks, red folks, brown folks, yellow folks, and loved it. Old folks, every section of the country. It's become a permanent part of America.
Now, are we overstating the popularity of the show a little bit, I think?
He is overstating the popularity of the show a little bit. Yeah, he's really laying it on thick about the Dukes of Hazzard being some sort of monumental cultural touchstone.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't. It was a popular show.
It was a very
no
popular show.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it, you know, it was a very successful show. And it was a sort of, it was an iconic show in its own way because there was nothing quite like it.
Right.
It was certainly, it was aired on CBS, and it was aired at a time when if you remember, CBS was really nothing but that kind of programming. It was just programming for people over the age of like 78. You know, yeah. I mean, it was the Waltons and Dallas and Dukes of Hazzard.
Also,
the
Incredible Hulk was on CBS at that time.
It was. Yeah. You know, it was a lot of your mom's TV. Even back then, it was your mom's TV.
That's
true. It's not like your mom's TV now. It was, and you know, and CBS is still that way, but in a lot of ways. But that's, he's still overstating how huge the cultural impact of that show was. But it was a fun show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it
sure
was. I mean, and I agree with him that you know, I'm assuming he's going to say that there was no harm intended by it, and I 100% agree with that.
There's such a groundswell for really, and I think the noble aim of all of this is we should eliminate this as this, for some reason, this lost cause icon of the South. And really brand it the way it originally was before all the revisionism took place with the Lost Cause. And that is as a symbol of secession and slavery and basically treasonous behavior, taking up arms against the United States.
You know, the funny thing about it, though, is I'm trying to remember, and I watched the show a lot when I was a kid, and I'm trying to think back, and I don't remember, it's about the South, but I don't remember it ever being the kind of just sort of ghastly, exclusionary Southern pride that you get in a lot of people who hoist that flag. I mean, you know, there was a running gag that anybody who was a bad guy on the show, I don't know how often you saw it, but it was always like, them city slickers have come to town.
Yeah, certainly.
The city slickers. But other than that, there was no like, you know, well, them Yankees have come in, we better shoot them f***ers in the head.
Yeah, no, it was not like a rah-rah Confederacy kind of show.
No, not at all.
But that car certainly was decked out in all of the Confederate drag, and that's a fact. Here's more from Crazy Cooter.
It's become a permanent part of Americana, and there's nothing more positive. A good, clean family show that the family could watch together. This decision was made by Viacom under pressure from, sanctimonious left-wing special interests in New York and elsewhere. However,
there we go. Wait, stop. There we go. There it is. What did he just say? You know what he just said? City slickers. The city slickers are coming to town.
Yeah.
Bo and Luke.
And you know, sometimes
New York. God, I love it when they do that.
Sometimes when you hear that accent talking about the liberals in New York, what they're really saying is Jews. I didn't mean to hit the Beavis and Butt.
Maybe, that's funny. That's how I like it much better. That's good.
That was sound effects screw up.
He said Jews.
I said what they really mean is Jews.
That's f***ing awesome. That's like them laughing at a modest Yahoo video.
So, but yeah, but I mean, I don't know if you know, crazy cooter was necessarily saying that.
but he's right. It is an extraordinarily safe show.
Yeah.
It's a very family show. It always was. Nobody ever got hurt. It was, you know, it was, you know, it was just, it was total, you know, sort of total cornpone goodness.
Right. Well, you know, as I was saying before, I do think, because I have been studying the whole nonsensical lost cause horse from turn of the century, and well, certainly after Reconstruction on through the turn of the century, and even into our lifetimes, believe it or not. This thing with Viacom, I don't know if that was their motivation. I think they're just trying to cover their asses. But in the grand scheme, maybe it needs to happen. You know, no great loss to pop culture to not be able to catch a Dukes of Hazzard rerun on TV land. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But the fact of the matter is that this is a long, long shadow.
Yeah, but I'm one of those people who it's the principle of the thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm very big on that. And I think that this is – I understand the need to sort of wipe – or the sudden desire to sort of, you know, which I wonder where it was all along, the desire to wipe clean that symbol and that sort of iconography. But this is just silly.
Well, it wasn't. There hasn't been, because the lost cause was so effective in turning it into a positive symbol of the South. And that was a deliberate effort. They didn't want, you know, the Confederate battle flag to stand for what it stood for.
Right.
At the same time, they added this layer of nobility to secession and the military leaders. And, you know, I saw a map today of all the different army bases in the South. They're all named after Confederate generals, Confederate commanders.
Dude, when I lived in Atlanta working for CNN, I went to Stone Mountain one time just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
I walked in there. I'd had a couple drinks. Surprised. And I walked in there, and there was a black kid working there. And I just started laughing.
Man.
I just started laughing. And he looked at me as if I he had no idea what the hell I was laughing at. I'm like, oh, the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful monument to irony that this is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, even in Northern Virginia, you're going to find all kinds of Confederate iconography, from statues to roads named after them. I mean, I remember very distinctly going to the movie theaters on Lee Highway. And so that's something that is so saturated in the South that it's going to take a really long time before the revisionism that took place during the establishment of the lost cause mythology is finally reversed. Because you said for the longest time it was, the Civil War was about states' rights. Well, no, it wasn't about states' rights. It was about states' rights to own slaves. That's right. The second part of that statement that got truncated right off in the lost cause. So it's gonna take a big effort, and I think this is kind of part of it. That's about it for the crazy cooter audio. We've got some other news to talk about, including this this awesome Sarah Palin tape. Going to take a quick break, come back with more show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
Bob and Chez Show.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the show today. Thank you for listening. So much to do in the remainder of the show today. Yeah, well, we didn't get to in the crazy...
I need to go drive out to the Sherman Oaks Galleria right now.
Yeah, so I was thinking about Fast Times. Having some pizza and learning about Cuba. All right. So what we didn't hear Crazy Cooter say is this, you know, eliminating the Dukes of Hazzard from TV land is like the book burning in Nazi Germany.
Well, like you said, it's not. It's not for a number of reasons. First of all, these people, you've got to stop. You've got to stop mixing up First Amendment issues and just a corporation deciding that they don't want to, you know, they don't want to be associated with you.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's true. By taking it off of TV Land, it's still available in 1,000 other places, especially these days where it's very easy to download. But, you know, I do still think it's kind of silly. But that's, you know, screw it. That's just my opinion. And by the way, I'm willing to admit that that may contradict my feelings about – my overall feelings about the Confederate flag and any sort of Southern iconography.
Well, you know, again, it's one of these things that has so saturated our national attitude that we forgot. We forgot what it was really all about. And I think now we're thankfully being reminded, because at least there's some sort of silver lining to come out of the Charleston massacre, that we're finally seeing this thing rolled back to where it ought to be. Which
I like that a lot. What I don't like is that America, you know this as well as I do, America is the giant land of absolutely meaningless gestures. Just, you know,
well, sure.
And the idea that we have, you know, the idea that we do these, oh my God, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard off TV, and that's one more step toward curing racism. No, it's not. You haven't done It makes you feel like you've done something, but you haven't done anything. We're all about the meaningless gesture.
Well, you know what? I think all of those gestures then, especially in this case, I think they'll combine to create one larger meaningful gesture. Because, again, this is it's getting to the point where, I hope this is the case, that eventually, maybe 20 years from now, maybe 30 years from now, you won't be able to walk around and feel confident in your attire if you're wearing some sort of Confederate flag accessory like a belt buckle or a stupid f***ing shirt. You know, it's one of those things that I hope at some point people are going to feel ashamed of, because that's how they should feel about that flag. Not pride. They should feel shame about it, because they took up arms. The South took up arms against the United States government, against the United States military, in order to defend their right to own slaves. And that's what that Confederate flag is all about. Not Southern pride or any sort of nonsense like that. But maybe it'll all be meaningless, and maybe there will still be Confederate flags all over the place 100 years from now. But maybe this will begin to turn the tide. And I hope it does, at least for the sake of the memories of those people who were shot in Charleston. Okay, so let's do something fun.
That's a very, that I was going to say, that's a very, if you get a chance, that's a very nice segue into Crazy Indiana Woman.
Crazy Indiana Woman. Well, we're going to talk about that in a second. I was thinking Crazy Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Crazy Sarah Palin. Talked about the drought on the Sarah Palin channel today. I saw this on actually Ben Cohen wrote about this at the Daily Banter. She's got the solution for the drought, and it's to keep people. It's part of her solution is to allow people to keep watering their golf courses and taking long, long showers. and then what she wants to do is also in addition to all that, she wants to build reservoirs. You know, to catch all that rain that's falling.
Steve, very strong. He going rogue.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't really know how to break this to her, but we have a lot of reservoirs. The problem is, like, everything else that's supposed to hold water in this state, it's pretty much, they're pretty much empty right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Here's Sarah Palin. We're not going to play the whole thing. This is just sort of the, this is sort of the meat of it.
Sounds like Californians, you're going to be showering less if your Governor Jerry Brown gets his way. California has been suffering from a long-term drought. Most people are aware of that. Governor Brown's answer, though, to that drought...
God, I hear her voice, and I'm like, you know, it grates on me, first of all, because her voice f***ing grates on me. But secondly, and more importantly, it's like, even as she starts talking, the cadence and all of it, I'm like, here comes the word salad. Here comes the completely incomprehensible gibberish. The authentic frontier gibberish that is about to pour out of the diarrhea sphincter at the center of her fucking face.
See, now that's why I play Sarah Palin audio, because I get rants like that from you. That is perfect, I guess.
It's just so frustrating that after all this time, this goddamn moron is still speaking in public.
All right, here we go.
It's to impose a 25% water reduction on California cities and towns. His main target are those really nice landscapes and lawns on golf courses and campuses and cemeteries and private property.
Campuses? Golf courses? Campuses?
I want to cut awful. Her vocal cords out with a spork.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God. I just.
Yep.
Your yards. Well, as long as those cemeteries and private property, your yards. As long as those
song shit.
Long yeah. showers that maybe you take. Any Californian.
See, yeah. See, now she's accusing Jerry Brown of taking long showers, like sneaking off and getting really long showers while everyone else is conserving water.
Caught disobeying these liquid limits, including the long showers, you could be fined $500 per day. You might ask, though, well, why don't they just fix the infrastructure problem? Why don't they just build more reservoirs?
You know, does she? You know what? Does she rehearse these things?
Yeah, I know exactly.
Or she just go in? I can knock this out in one take. And but she still ends up like flubbing her way through it. It's written right there. It's right there on the teleprompter.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Wars and. The plants, after all, California is a coastal state. It's got a whole lot of ocean.
She's going to say it's got a whole lot of ocean right next to it.
Just fix the infrastructure problem. Why don't they just build more reservoirs and the plants? After all, California is a coastal state. It's got a whole lot of ocean right there. There's water all around you.
Oh my God. This woman is not sure. That's it. She's everybody who not sure came in contact with an Idiocracy.
Right.
Why don't they just put Brondo on the plants? Why don't they put Brondo on the plants? That'll save water. You put Brondo on the plants. Brondo's got what plants crave. Just put that on the wall.
Brondo's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes, and then they save some water. You can take a longer shower.
Why don't you shower in Brondo?
Right, exactly.
Take a shower in Brondo.
It's got what skin tumors crave.
Oh my God! There's all this water. It's called the Pacific. Just put it on your plants.
Right. Yes. There's fucking salt water in the Pacific.
Yeah.
I got a great idea. Why don't you? Sarah, wade your ass into the Pacific there. Take a big gulp sized cup, put it in there and just drink out of it. Drink that Pacific water. Just keep drinking it and keep drinking it until you have quenched your thirst.
I will bury you
on the beach next to the Santa Monica Pier.
She makes a point here though to talk about desalination plants. Not realizing that desalination technology, the way it stands now, would be an environmental atrocity.
Yeah.
Because where are you going to, you know, she just like brushes off the fact that there's lots of residual salt. Oh, so what? There's lots of salt left over, taken out of the ocean.
I wonder why so many Californians are leaving the state. Well, maybe they just want to take a shower in peace.
That's why people leave in California, not because there's no water, but because they can't take a shower in peace.
Just Sarah, you know what? Why don't you just concentrate on whatever the hell you do in your spare time and leave everybody in California the fuck alone?
You know, it's astonishing. She still thinks that these ideas of hers are actually going to get implemented in some way. And what's funny is she doesn't want to be in politics, but yet she continues to offer up these solutions and tisk anyone who doesn't listen to what she has to say.
She has shit to say. Yeah. She has garbage to say.
It's all garbage. It's all garbage. We got to take a quick break. Back with more show after this.
Hey, everybody, get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Now being served under our shows at RealmNetwork.com.
Foodie and the Beast, another great new show from the Rel Network. Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Pants.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
This segment of the Bob and Chez Show is brought to you by the Amazon link. If you're shopping in Amazon, and you ought to be shopping in Amazon, go to Amazon.com through our link. There's a big bulbous logo just right below the logo at BobSeska.com. That link, click it. It takes you right to the front page of Amazon.com. You won't be able to tell the difference. You pay nothing extra, and when we get a small commission off of everything you buy at Amazon.com, if you go in through our link. Thank you in advance. It's one of the best ways to support the show. And my God, it's Amazon.com. You can get any freaking thing that you want there. Okay, so let's move on here to... Oh, we got some election news here, of course. By the way, this has nothing to do with the election news. Can I just take a second to complain about the heat?
Sure.
It is so insanely hot. Did you know yesterday, I took a shower yesterday afternoon, and it didn't take because I continued to sweat for like another 3 hours after having taken a cold shower. It is crazy hot out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where there's lots of water. So
You're on an island. I'm surrounded by water.
I'm a little goofy from the heat. Okay, so election news. Jim Webb, can you feel the Webb momentum? Jim Webb is running for president.
He is?
Yeah.
Who the f*** is Jim Webb?
I think you're not the only one to ask that question. Jim Webb's the former senator from Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Okay.
Who somehow believes that it's going to be worth his while to run for the Democratic nomination.
My favorite thing with all the Republicans and all that shit, mm-hmm. whenever they say, when I'm president,
mm-hmm.
that's my favorite thing to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like when Lindsey Graham says that, when I'm president, dude, you're not going to be president. You're just not. It's not going to happen. Mike Huckabee, when I'm president, nope, not going to happen.
When Lindsey Graham says he likes shooting skeet.
I like shooting skeet.
He does. When I'm president, I'll be doing in the Lincoln bedroom.
Okay.
Strength.
All right. So, yeah. So Jim Webb's going to run, and he's going to lose. Because Jim Webb is, I don't know. He's not the most dynamic politician in the world. Served, I think, one term in the Senate and then just decided not to run for re-election. Which, to me, indicates big old skeleton in his closet. Like something is fishy, and when he ran for Senate, if you remember, he ran against George Allen, who there was that time, it was the Macaca thing that was going on. That was during that race, and it was the tightest margin of victory I think for a Senate race in the history of Virginia. I mean, there was recounts, and it just went on and on and on, and Jim Webb squeaked through, and then just decided not to run again. But now he's running for president, and it's going to be pulse pounding. Okay, and also elsewhere in election news, this was unbelievable. Rand Paul had a meeting with, of all people, Cliven Bundy.
Mm.
Back in April 2014, Rand Paul's father, Ron, came out in support of far-right racist anti-government rancher Cliven Bundy. And yesterday, Rand also expressed his support for Bundy's cause. This is the real Rand Paul. I'm reading this from Little Green Footballs. The guy who appears on Alex Jones's show, who built his political career by appealing to anti-government extremists like Cliven Bundy. He said after the event in Nevada, Cliven Bundy told the AP why he had come out to support Paul. In general, I think we're in tune with each other. I don't think we need to ask Washington, D.C. for this land. It's our land, Bundy added. Paul told the AP in a separate interview that he favored federally owned land being handed back to the states. I think almost all land use issues and animal issues, endangered species issues, ought to be handled at the state level, he said. Quote, I think that the government shouldn't interfere with state decisions, so if a state decides to have medical marijuana or something like that, it should be respected as a state decision. Well, see, there he goes. There's the sugar that helps the medicine go down.
Yeah, that's the the little throw the bone he throws out.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, I mean, this is pure like states' rights nonsense.
Sure.
Nullification is not. I always go back to what Dennis Miller once said in one of his stand-up acts. He said the states can't pave roads. So we're gonna leave deciding which species are endangered up to the states, or land use issues up to the states. They can barely make ends meet. They're drastically cutting budgets all the time. And Rand Paul, for some reason, wants to give them more responsibility. That's insane. How could they can't pull up their pants without knocking their head against the wall. They're completely incompetent at the state level. Most state level governments are mostly incompetent. And Rand Paul wants to give them all kinds of additional responsibility. How are they going to pay for all that stuff? How are they going to afford to handle land use issues? Are they going to have their own Bureau of Land Management in every state? Where's that money going to come from? Certainly not going to come from people like Rand Paul, who just want to slash budgets.
How do you knock your head against the wall while you're pulling your pants up?
You just fall over and you hit the wall.
Oh, okay.
With your head.
I'm just wondering.
It's a lack. It's dumb guy lack of coordination. That's the explanation behind that joke. Okay. On that note, we're going to take another break. Back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Don't forget to support our Patreon page. It's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. We're just so damn close to 2,100. I want to surpass 2,100 before the end of the week. So it's Thursday. By the time Saturday's over, Saturday's the end of the week, sort of. Picking up business. Want to hit that $2,100. That's $15 away. I think you get one $15 supporter. Plus, you get if you sign up at $15, you get a commercial-free, not safe for work version of the show you're listening to right now. So all the bleeps that you've been hearing, and there have been a lot of them today for some reason, that none of those, that commercial break we just took, none of that either. So go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. By the way, there is another bulbous link below the logo at bobseska.com, and that's for Patreons. It's the easiest way to get over to Patreon. You don't have to remember the weird spelling of Patreon or anything like that. Just use the link and you're there. Easy, simple, piece of cake. We were talking about Sarah Palin before, and Steve, very strong, he going rogue. Steve King wants to impeach Kagan and Ginsburg after the gay marriage ruling. Representative Steve King of Iowa, a vocal opponent of gay marriage, has a few ideas.
Sure, why not? Don't like it. The Republicans are basically just, you know what, when I play with my daughter, mm-hmm. when we play tag, you know, around like the playground or up the street from me, mm-hmm. like my daughter cheats. She does. Every single time it's like, you know, right when I touch her, no, I'm in a safe zone.
Yep.
I'm safe. Okay, I call timeout. That's basically what the Republicans do. Every like minute of their lives now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. An official decision is rendered. You don't like. The hell with it. We'll just impeach everybody.
Yeah, we don't.
You can ignore it. You don't have to pay any attention to that.
We don't like what these government agencies are doing. Let's just get rid of them.
Yeah, let's just get rid of them.
Let's get rid of housing
exactly.
and urban development.
You know that if it had come down on their side, the side that they wanted,
yeah.
in the same sex marriage battle. They would have been telling everybody else to suck it up, Buttercup.
Yep. And they won a few. I mean, this, in that spate of decisions that came out late last week and early this week, they won a bunch of stuff.
They did, sure. But they don't care. They have to win everything.
It's just,
they have to get every single thing they want.
During a Tuesday appearance on Jan Mikkelsen's Iowa radio show, Mikkelsen in the Morning, a caller suggested that Congress impeach some of the Supreme Court justices. King agreed, mentioning that both Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Elena Kagan have performed same-sex marriages.
I'd like to see that happen.
What's that?
I think they should. I think they should try that. I'd like to see the public's reaction to that.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a great idea. And, you know, of course, it would still be more of this.
Steve, very strong. He going rogue.
But they wouldn't think he's very strong.
Yeah, they're sore losers. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. They are sore f***ing losers.
Yeah, well, you know, as we've said many times here since those decisions were handed down, they are seriously butthurt. They are experiencing very, very, very painful butthurt. But right here, we have a solution for them.
No. Greetings all across the fruited plain. It is I, your leader, your messiah, and the world's greatest talk show host, Rush Limbaugh. Folks, if you're like me and so many other Americans who are feeling all butthurt over the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage, I am here today to help with my all-new Rush Limbaugh Butthurt Balm. It's a scientifically developed analgesic salve that's proven to alleviate the pain, swelling, itching, and staining of butthurt in country fresh or cookies and cream scents. Act now and get 20 Butthurt Balm applicators free of charge, because no one wants to get their fingers all sticky and smelly with the acrid, sour stench of butthurt. And if you're like me and you can't quite reach your butthurt, try my Rush Limbaugh Butthurt Balm applicator wand. It extends and bends, allowing you to apply my butthurt balm with the greatest of ease. And if you're also butthurt over the Obamacare decision, try Rush Limbaugh's Maximum Strength Butthurt Balm. I'm wearing Maximum Strength Butthurt Balm today, and Bo Snerdly's wearing the Cookies and Cream Scented Butthurt Balm. Just go to rushlimbaugh.com and click on the radio microphone and enter the promo code A-hole for 10% off your purchase of Rush Limbaugh's Butthurt Balm. Another fine product from EIB. The Excellence in Butthurt Network.
So there you go. Run, don't walk to rushlimbaugh.com and get your butthurt balm. Okay, so speaking of, this was probably the greatest example of right-wing butthurt, this crazy Christian Facebooker lady who did a video of herself just losing her spadoinkle in every way imaginable about this thing. Just going off about Jesus, about the Islamic terrorists, telling Obama about the Islamics. She says the Islamic extremists. She says that a couple of times. So let's play some of this this crazy Facebook lady.
God did not change. His word is truth. Your word isn't truth. My word isn't truth. God's word is truth. And God says that marriage is between a man and a woman. I don't care if you think I'm judging you. The fact is, the God of the universe, he is the truth. Jesus Christ, not Muhammad, okay? It's just like these Islamic extremists, okay? They're not just extremists. They're Islamic.
Wow.
So here's my theory before we continue with this. An entire box of White Zinfandel ingested throughout the course of watching an episode of The Five. That's my theory. I mean, I sincerely believe that she's hammered. Yeah. This is... the Islamists! The Islamic extremists!
Baba, Islamic extremists!
Oh, yeah, she's completely drunk. she's completely drunk.
You know, they're just... What they need to do on Facebook is create an app where when you go to record a video and post it, there's like multiple dialogue boxes that pop up. Are you sure you're not drunk? Okay, mm-hmm. Or cancel. Are you really sure you're not drunk? Okay, or cancel. Okay. Now, seriously. Seriously. I'm asking as a friend. Are you drunk and getting ready to post a drunk video of yourself? Okay, cancel. Bad idea.
So sick of people being lukewarm. Are you serious? All these people saying they're Christians and are on the Facebook going, yay, I'm so proud of those justices. Are you a Christian?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Do you read the same Bible I read?
Yeah, you know what? They do. But they know that it's hypocritical to say that this one thing is against God, but we're going to do all the other shit. We don't care. That's what most rational people do when they read the Bible. They see that it's... They see that there are contradictions. They see that there are things that are antiquated, that no longer apply to modern life.
The number of people in the United States, supposedly over the past several years, who have... who identify as Christian, has dropped somewhat substantially. Now, granted, Christians are still a very large minority in this country, but it's dropped by, I think it's about 8%, if I got that right, 8 percentage points, which is pretty big.
Yeah.
A lot of millennials are abandoning Christianity and religion in general. And all I could think of was, while listening to this, was, I get it. You know what? As much as Republicans live in sort of the Fox News bubble, we, as whoever the hell we are, I genuinely don't identify 100% as liberal, but whatever the fuck it is that we live in a somewhat the same kind of bubble as well. It's not anywhere near as hermetically sealed as the Fox News people.
Right.
But I mean, still, it's very easy for either side of the partisan divide to hear what they want to hear and kind of whether subconsciously or consciously tune the rest out. And so as I'm watching this insane woman rant, all I can think to myself is, are we seeing the end of this? Are these the death throes of this kind of insanity? Because I'm kind of feeling like Fox has been so over the top lately. And they have had so many of what I consider to be very, very big losses. And there have been so many freakouts in response to that. Mm-hmm. And there's been so much hatred and just disgust coming from the right that it's hard for me to imagine most of the country, certainly not all, but most of the country not seeing it. You know, I feel like with the sort of ascendancy of gay America – and the Confederate flags coming down, and a lot of people saying, you know what, enough of that crap. We're not putting up with that anymore. I mean, again, I can't tell if it's just because all of my Facebook friends are – not all, but a lot of them are of sort of the same political bent. Mm-hmm. But am I – I mean, this is a legitimate question I'm asking.
Yeah.
Is there something – is this starting to come to an end? Because it's starting – I'm starting to look at it and not give it any credit at all, like legitimately saying – these people are nuts, and I'm getting to the point where I think that a lot of other people, even people who maybe used to side with them, are seeing that it's crazy too. And that's why they're losing their freaking minds, because, as they're so fond of saying, they're losing their way of life and they're losing their country.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't as insane. You know, most average people aren't crazy Christians. Most average people aren't racist. Most average people can pick up. Most average people aren't homophobic.
Right.
Most average people can't pick up. Can pick up now on the sort of coded language of racism and the pandering that the right does to people like Clive and Bundy, and they can look at it and say, "Man, that's screwed up." And you know, they look. The Democrats, maybe you don't like everything they do, but their party is a party. They're organized, and the Republicans are a freaking mess.
They really are.
You know, it's like trying to herd cats just among the people running for president.
Well, here's the thing. Just going back to their reaction to the same-sex marriage ruling, what they have been told, and what is deep at the core of how most of them believe, is that gay people are mentally ill others. And now they have to welcome these mentally ill others into the club of being able to get married. Yeah. And this is freaking them right the fuck out. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I don't remember.
The America has definitely changed, and it's changed very quickly.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about that. That is a fact. We have a black president. Gay people can get married. You know, there's a huge ascendancy among Latinos. And a lot of that's happened really only over the past maybe 8 years, 7 years, coinciding no shit with, you know, with the election and presidency of Obama.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a great proposal for these guys. Okay, you want to impeach or get rid of the Supreme Court in Bobby Jindal's case, or impeach justices you don't like in the case of Steve King. I got an idea for you. I'll meet you halfway. We'll get rid of half the Supreme Court if we can overturn the Bush v. Gore decision.
There you go.
In 2000, that you seem to love. You know, let's cut a deal here. Let's cut a bargain.
Exactly. It was the Supreme Court that basically started it all for the Republicans.
That's exactly right. You know, much like with your goddamn Bible, you can't take and pick and choose the Supreme Court, legitimacy of the Supreme Court based on how they decide, whether they decide your way or not. I've disagreed with many, 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 many things the Supreme Court has decided, especially recently, Citizens United being one of the big ones. But you know what? That's just the way the game goes. It's the way the system is designed. You know, we figure out some other way to get campaign finance again. You know, you'll figure out some other stupid effing way to keep same-sex couples as second-class citizens. You'll figure something out, and you know what? If you can't, too effing bad. You don't start firing the refs. You either deal with what they decide or you don't, whether it goes your way or not your way. A bunch of crying, whiny diaper babies. That's like the refrain now with these guys. A bunch of whiny, crying diaper babies. And this woman, Becky Wegner Rommel, and she had a Facebook page, a very popular Facebook page, that she's now taken down. Clearly because she's gotten a lot of backlash from all of this. But what she is doing here is kind of mashing it all together, mashing up all the butthurt, sticking it in a one screechy video. And honest to God, at the end of the day, no different than what Steve King is doing or what Bobby Jindal is doing or what Mike Huckabee is doing.
Right.
It's just a little more unhinged sounding. But at its core, at its centerpiece, it's exactly what they're saying. It's exactly what they're saying. And she segues into a little bit about abortion. And in the end, I'm not gonna get to the end. We'll post the video on the podcast page. But by the end, she's just sobbing uncontrollably throughout all of it. And what
she's bananas, dude. Yeah. She's completely bananas.
And it gets
triggered. And I mean, again, I know a lot of completely sane Christians, but I'm feeling like that far fringe for something that really sort of seemed to roar so loudly. You know, what, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 7 years ago, I really feel like it's starting to wane. Yeah. I think that a lot of people are seeing it for the lunacy that it is. And I hope I'm right. It genuine. And I, by the way, I accept that I could be totally wrong on this, that it may be naive on my part. It may just be me confusing the small bit of sanity that I see every day for a larger amount of sanity. So instead of the usual, like we said, I think it was on Tuesday, instead of confusing volume for volume, I'm actually confusing quiet for volume, if you get my drift.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, there are issues that both sides are going to confront that will go your way or not go your way. Fact of the matter is, we have this issue going the right way, but you know what? At the same time, this lady talks about abortion. At the same time, I'm terrified that reproductive rights are being rolled back.
That's true.
To the point where it's going to be extraordinarily difficult to unwind all of that. So look, I mean, we could all be, you know, chugging down a box of Zinfandel during an episode of The Five and freaking our shit out on Facebook about one issue or another. But the fact of the matter is that some things are going to be good and some things are going to be not so good. And they're just going to have to deal with the fact that this decision and the climate in the United States is moving in favor of marriage equality. It is undeniable. And no matter how much you scream and screech about it, that's just the way it's going to go. That's the way it's going now. So, well, there's a bunch of stuff that we didn't get to on the show that we're going to actually kind of bump over to the post-mortem show. If you want to listen to the post-mortem show, it's about 10-15 minutes of additional show that we offer up to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Click the link on the podcast page, why don't you? And if you sign up at the $5 level, $5 a month, then you get the post-mortem show. It's all the stuff that we didn't get to during the main part of the free show. If you sign up at the $10 level, you get the post-mortem show and the after party. You sign up at the $15 level, you get the post-mortem show, you get the after party, and you get a commercial-free, not-safe-for-work version of this show. So it's like more podcasts than you could ever possibly listen to in a single week. And it's for our Tuesday show and our Thursday show. So lots of good stuff over there at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Or if you just want to support the show and you don't have a whole lot of cash sitting around, sign up at the $1 level and we will love you forever. Okay, so coming up on the post-mortem show, we're going to talk about this Fox News doctor who claims that marijuana causes crack babies. Obama's going to block the new Redskins stadium over the name. And, oh my God, it's the summer of the shark.
Oh, good. And thank God.
You know what that means.
It's coming up. It means a giant terrorist attack in September.
Bye, folks.
They're not just extremists. They're Islamic.